Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good people. Ah, yeah, you know what it is. Hard worker, scrappy, unfiltered, and sometimes unhinged football content. Hard to explain, but you know it when you see it. Doing it daily our way. I don't know what you're talking about right now. Redraft and Dynasty Fantasy Football, we got you covered. You know their defense is ranked like 31st in the NFL? NFL draft prospects and rookies? Now you know you're in the right place for that.
Absolutely.
All right, then stop saying it! Then we're done! And prop bets with my man Jay Rich?
Count that money, man!
Now wipe the crust out of your eyes, get you a cup of coffee, it's time to wake your ass up with Ray G.
You honestly are making absolutely no sense, and you sound silly as hell.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good people. It is Monday, March 27th, 2023. Y'all decided to wake y'all asses up, Ray G, and for that, I appreciate you being in the building. Wake up, fam. What we got? Jimbo, what's happening, my man? Emilio, Alex C, Gregory, Ty DeClaire in the building. Chris, Robin, plural rural juror. That's a hard one to say. What's happening with you? Antonio Rojas in the building. Leo, Cody Carpentier, shout out player profiler. Danny P, top dog. Brenton, Roe, Marlon, Steve in the building. Bert, David from across the pond. Addison, man, we got a lot of folks in the chat today. Jay Rich, I'm excited, baby. I think we are officially like 1 month away from the 2023 NFL draft. But y'all know, I got on Michelle Adoro. I said, man, I ain't had no coffee, so they hooked your boy up. New cups, new coffee pods, man. Y'all know what it is. Michelle Adoro, wake up with Michelle Adoro. Man, get you some of this coffee at MichelleAdoroUSA.com. 15% off if you use our code. And I'm telling you, I got a couple of new blends, Jay. It's tasting good. It's got your boy excited. Man, I got everything. I asked for everything, and they sent it all. So I'm feeling good, baby. The Michelle Adoro is brewing. 15% off with the promo code WAKEUP. Jay Rich, man, I got to talk to you. How you doing, baby? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, I got the coffee. They hooked me up as well. The Cremoso Espresso.
Yes, sir.
Really hitting this morning. Need that. Had a late night last night, but we're good. We're back, Ray. Baseball starts this week. I know people don't want to hear it. But I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited, Ray.
MLB,
but a lot of football stuff. And when I found this Rooter mock, oh, man.
Yeah?
Ray, the people are going to like it. If you want to look at it before we go through it, it is in the description of the video. Mm-hmm. Ray, what's going on with you? Because you're looking a little different today.
Yeah, man. A little tired, man. So, bro, it clicked last week, man, that, bro, I just got a sedentary job. Like, I work from home most days. I'm sitting down constantly. I'm sitting down making content, Jay, and I just wanted to live a little healthier lifestyle, so I got a standing desk. My wife and I bought us some desks. Nice. Stand that ass up. Wake up and stand up. Get up. Stop sitting down. And the real thing, man, is I got a friend of mine, man, who was a young dude, too. You rarely see it in young men. And for men out here, it's a PSA to all of us is, you know, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, you know, and he's in his 30s. Good health, good stuff. And they say it gets confused early on with prostate infection, and you get that you see that in a lot of truck drivers or a lot of people who live a sedentary lifestyle that sit all day. So, you know, like this week, priority number one for me is to find, I don't even have a primary care physician, man. Like I got to find a doctor. I just want to go get annually checked out to make sure, you know, you just never know. You saw the stuff with Foster Moreau, how that popped out. We're sitting back wondering, like, why Foster Moreau hasn't been signed. And come to find out, during a routine check, he had was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So just trying to be a little healthier, man. Like, I'm sitting down all damn day. Like, I need to get up, stand up, and stop sitting down. So men out there, you know, make sure, you know, don't be too, I feel fine, I'm too proud, there's nothing wrong. Go get your annual checkups for real, man. It's scary out here, all the crap we put in our bodies 24/7, you know, drink, smoke, eat, whatever it is, not working out, not exercising, man. It's so it's the only life you get, and I don't make enough money to go just get new parts. Like, I'm not I ain't got money like that to where I could just go get new stuff. No, I can't go get new stuff. So I got to take care of the little bit I got, man. But now I'm excited. Chad Ruder put out a 4-round mock, Jay. 4 rounds. Ah, let's get it. That's what we did. Yes. Hit that sounder. 4 rounds. We're about a month away from the NFL draft. So hopefully these mocks start to take some shape of how it's actually going to play out. Yep. But what we're going to do is we already have the guest schedule. We got a guest coming in on Wednesday, Derek Brown from Fantasy Pros. Yeah, he's going to join the show. D-Bro is going to come on, and we're going to do mocks with him. Rookie mocks, me, you, and Derek Brown on Wednesday. We'll mock based on the draft capital and the landing spots of the mock that we're going to talk through today, Jay.
Yeah, Derek Brown going to be probably taking Zay Flowers. Guaranteed, what, top 7? Top 8? Probably in that mock draft.
Who's,
we'll see.
Who's
excited
this?
To have D-Bro on. Zay Flowers.
Oh,
Zay
yeah,
Flowers
Zay.
Going
yeah.
early. Early. D-Bro's been all over Zay. That's what it's funny. I made the thumbnails and everything like yesterday. Then we get D-Bro on the show. I'm like, should I switch it?
Switch it.
I was going to put D-Bro's face on Zay Flowers for him.
Zay's
but
dope.
I'm excited, man. D-Bro's the best, man. He's literally like, anytime for you, I'm like, how about 7 a.m.? He's like, I got you. I was like, okay. As long as you're good, man. We do the show early, so it's hard to get guests sometimes. But D-Bro, man, one of the best.
That's
one
the tough
of the best
part. That's the tough part about this show is, you got to be up, ready to go, 7 o'clock, you know, our time. And then for people like Nate List, I know we asked Nate, it's like 5 his time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's mad early. But, Jay, we got 4 rounds of mock to get through. Is there any news that we need to dive into?
Not really. No, there's Zeke and his little wish list in terms of what team he wants to play for, right? Elijah Moore traded to the Browns. They did a little pick swap there. Jets got a second. The Browns got a third and Elijah Moore. So new home for Elijah Moore. The Jets signed Mecole Hardman. Not a ton of news, right? You mentioned Foster Moreau. Again, not a ton of news going on right now. Still waiting for Lamar Jackson news. And now, based off this mock and even some other mocks I've seen, seems like the Vikings are looking for a quarterback in multiple streams, whether that's via trade for Lamar Jackson, whether that's trade for a quarterback in the draft. But yeah, not a ton of news right now. Minor signings, a lot of defensive signings. We are waiting for Zeke. We're waiting for Fournette. All these running backs that probably aren't going to get signed for a long time. We'll get there when it happens, but no point of speculating on those guys because we all know they're not going to be too impactful for fantasy. So let's dive into this mock and see what old Chad Ruder has cooking for us over the weekend.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk through it. And let's start this thing off right at the top of his mock. So this mock is Chad Ruder from NFL.com. And he's got 4 rounds. And you see the title, 4-round 2023 mock. His 1.0, quarterbacks go 1-2-3 after the Colts trade up. So Jay, right now, let's just start with the top 3 picks. The Carolina Panthers taking Stroud, Houston taking Bryce, and Indianapolis taking Anthony Richardson with the trade up with the Arizona Cardinals, which I think the Cardinals are open for business. They're in a great spot because they don't want to take a quarterback because they don't have to. They got Kyler Murray, Jay. So they're sitting there at 3, knowing that there's a bunch of QB desperate teams picking right below them, and no trade has happened yet, but I do think Arizona is probably trying to move that pick, and if they're not trying, they're very, very open to moving that pick. Stroud, Young, Richardson, at least Stroud and Young seem like the locked-in top two. Three quarterbacks had their pro days last week, and we weren't here to discuss Will Levis, Bryce Young, and C.J. Stroud. But apparently all 3 of them looked really good. Will Levis looked good. Bryce Young looked good. C.J. Stroud looked good. They all, you know, displayed the qualities that we saw from them in college, right? You saw the arm strength and the ability to drive the ball down the field. Will Levis, man, he made some throws in his pro day where I was like, all right, that's not bad. That'll do.
Hit the roof?
For Will Levis.
That'll do.
Bryce Young showing the accuracy, right? Declined the way in, and we knew, right? He probably is not. He stood on shocking. His weight. He stood on, yeah, shocking, right? He stood on his weight from the NFL Combine, and then C.J. Stroud out there at Ohio State's Pro Day with just everybody did his thing. So I don't think there's any sort of craziness right here at the top. Colts going A-Rich over Levis. You good with that?
Yeah. I would love it, man. Getting Steichen another running quarterback to see what he could do with him. I think it's a great fit.
Yep.
It really seems like this is the consensus now. Like, it was kind of up in the air for a couple months, but now it just seems like A-Rich is almost locked in at three, unless, you know, there's a massive trade up. Levis has not even been going, you know, to the Raiders in some mocks at seven, right? And obviously, right, we'll get to where he ultimately went, but we were expecting him, potentially Seattle was a spot, maybe Detroit and the Raiders, and it just doesn't seem like it's going to be the case now. He seems to be falling down those boards, and even he talked about it. If he's not going to be or projected to be a top pick, he's not even going to go to the draft. So we may know kind of the projected draft capital for Levis based off of whether he attends the draft or not, because he doesn't have an invite to the draft as of right now.
All right, let's move down the board, and there's some really good picks. Like, man, if Seattle gets Christian Gonzalez with Woodland, but we're not here to talk defense. So let's get to number nine, Jay. So at nine, Chicago Bears select Bijan Robinson, running back out of Texas. The Minnesota Vikings trade up with the Philadelphia Eagles, and they select their quarterback of the future in Kentucky signal caller Will Levis, Jay. Bijan to Chicago. Now, they signed Deontay Foreman. There's a lot of hype about Khalil Herbert, Jay. I think he's a fine player, but I'm not buying it that they're going into the season with Khalil Herbert as the starter. I'm not buying it, Jay. I'm not buying that one. This has been floated out there since the moment they traded back, is Chicago with Bijan Robinson, RPO game with Justin Fields. You've got DJ Moore to sort of pull defenders out of the box. You still have Mooney, Claypool, Cole Kmet. You add it's funny how we talk about how bad some of these NFL teams are offensively and what could potentially happen in one offseason, Jay. Literally, the Bears can go from one of the worst supporting cast around Justin Fields to one of the better ones in an offseason. If I told you there was an offense that had Bijan, Justin Fields, Cole Kmet, DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney, and Chase Claypool, and just throw in tight end two Robert Tonyan there as well. You've got Deonta Foreman and Khalil Herbert. That's not bad, right?
It's not bad. But yeah. Ray, what's that fantasy ceiling for Bijan? So one thing you think it's easy to point out here, he would get the touches. If he goes top 10, there's no way a team is not giving him 20 to 25 touches a game. Maybe he gets 15 some games, but he's going to get the majority of the touches and the majority of the snaps. But Ray, what do you feel like his fantasy ceiling could be on the Bears? Because I think that's the ultimate question, is that the draft capital would be great. It would indicate he's going to get touches early and probably get a lot of them.
It would be high.
But would you say does he have a top five ceiling on the Bears?
Yes. They don't want to throw the ball anyway. They just run the shit out of it. It would be disgusting. Like and that's what Fields did. Like the RPO game would be incredible. I think it would take DJ Moore's ceiling, that theoretical ceiling is, down a notch. But running wise, this would be good. Now, I'm not about to sit up here and pretend that I know the inner workings of the Chicago Bears offense and what they need and holes on. I don't know any of that. I'm just, from a fantasy perspective, if this were the pick, this would be very good for Bijan Robinson. I think this would be a good fit for him. He and Justin Fields would be a fun combination to watch. Let's talk about Will Levis to Minnesota. And I'm going to tell you right now, Jay, I love it. I absolutely love the fit. Okay. I do. I love the fit. Even though Will Levis says he's pro ready, he's ready to go from day one, he's still a rookie. And you have a very capable quarterback in front of Will Levis and Kirk Cousins. Yep. Very capable. So there would be no immediate pressure to say, you need to go out here and play right now. You need to get on the field and get it popping from us from day one. This would give him some time to work into the league, learn the offense. And that play action game with Kevin O'Connell, with Justin Jefferson, with TJ Hockenson, they'll find a running back. I like this for Will Levis quite a bit, Jay. I like it quite a bit. And I think this would be a good fit for him in Minnesota. Again, I'm no Vikings insider. I have no clue what the Vikings need or don't need. But from a fantasy perspective, if they trade up to 10 to take this quarterback, that would signal Kirk Cousins is probably gone after this year. And I like the spot. You give any quarterback a player like Justin Jefferson, and I'm sure they would continue to add to this offense. I would like the fit for Will Levis quite a bit in Minnesota, Jay.
Yeah, Ray, I think you nailed it. This isn't a spot that we expected a quarterback to necessarily go, but definitely any rookie quarterback that can have Justin Jefferson as his number one option is probably going to be a pretty advantageous spot. There probably isn't a better safety blanket in the league, and obviously TJ Hawkinson is great in his own right, so I think he could grow into that offense and, like you mentioned, sit for a year behind Kirk Cousins. Hopefully Kirk Cousins would actually mentor him, make him a better quarterback, and in that play action game, they would definitely be deadly with those two weapons. And like you mentioned, adding some guys potentially down the line as well would be great for them, for sure. Yeah. And then at 12 here, you have the Houston Texans taking Jordan Addison, Ray. Definitely a surprising pick from Reuter. Definitely surprising, not just because he's going this high, but also even as wide receiver one. We've seen Zay up at wide receiver one. We've seen Johnson up at wide receiver one. We've obviously seen JSN up at wide receiver one. But 12, Ray, the Texans take Jordan Addison to pair with Bryce Young. How do you feel about that? Do you think this is even realistic at this point? Because 12 just seems way too high for any receiver, and especially Jordan Addison.
I don't think it feels high for any receiver. I think it feels high for Jordan Addison. I do not believe he's wide receiver one off the board. I would be hard-pressed to believe that is going to happen. I do think Houston wants to pair Bryce Young with the young receiver, and I think that's a good play. Give me JSN. I don't think he's not. Listen, right now I do have a top five receivers, and Addison is inside my top five, but he ain't number one or number two or number three. So I'm not taking him at 12. Don't really think that is how that's going to play out. But if he did go number 12 to Houston with Bryce Young, we'd have to draft him pretty high, Jay. That'd be a good fit. I like him paired with Bryce Young. All right, let's scroll down the board a little bit. Oh, there we go. We got the Packers trading up to get some. Oh, listen, they're about to give Jordan Love so much help. They're about to do things for Jordan Love that Aaron Rodgers can only dream of. You know Green Bay is going to do it. So they trade up, get Paris Johnson, the super freak athletic tackle. Then they pair Jordan Love with Michael Mayer. They're just like, all right, we're going to give you some O-line help. We're going to get you some tight end help. They're just gonna give Jordan Love all the necessary pieces to at least see what they have in the young man. And I, for one, Jay, I'm a little higher on Jordan Love than most. I think he's going to be all right. We'll see. I think he's going to be okay. A lot of people think he's just a dog, and I don't believe that to be the case. So we scroll down the board a little bit. We got the Commanders getting Lamar Jackson, an offensive guard that I really like. But neither here nor there. Here we go. Let's have some fun. The Los Angeles Chargers pair Justin Herbert with Jackson Smith and Jigba. Kansas City gets a little panicked and says, hell no, you're not going to take our guy. They trade up with Baltimore, who probably would love all the picks that they can get. And they take Jalin Hyatt, the speedster, out of Tennessee, Jay. You get these two receivers back-to-back in the draft. They get this capital. First of all, let's start with JSN. He goes to the Chargers. How damn high is he getting drafted?
He's probably vying for that fifth spot pretty easily.
Over
maybe
Levis.
Even over A. Rich. Oh, he's way over Levis.
Over Levis?
Wait,
yeah.
He's already over Levis. But I think you can make the case you take him over Gibbs, right? You pair him with Justin Herbert, all of a sudden, Gibbs is kind of like, I'll take JSN, right? And the big thing with JSN is you see him. And the biggest thing here for me is you see the parallels to Keenan Allen. You know, the lack of speed, the great route runner, Keenan Allen potentially on the way out. And Reuter mentions that he's crucial depth behind Keenan Allen, Palmer, and Williams. I mean, I don't think he's going to be behind Palmer, but realistically, his role doesn't fit what Palmer does, so he'd probably be behind Keenan Allen. If Keenan Allen does move on, smash spot. Even if you got to wait a year, you still got Herbert, you still got that offense. I think this would be a smash spot, and if you want to transition to Hyatt, I mean, with Mahomes... How high does Hyatt go
with Mahomes? We've
seen the Mahomes bump, right? It's real. It's the realest bump you'll ever see your whole life. People talk about Josh Allen. No, there is no bump like the KC Mahomes bump. And Hyatt going there, I don't want to know how high he'd go. I would probably have zero shares. We saw it with Sky Moore. I had zero shares. I was out. I didn't want him at that price. But JSN, I would definitely draft. Even at 105, I wouldn't hesitate to do it. But how do you feel about JSN and Hyatt here at 21 and 22?
This would be great. The Chiefs trade up and take him over every receiver not named JSN or Jordan Addison, I would love it. I think it's a great fit. First of all, I think it's a great fit for Kansas City, and I think he is the type of receiver that would thrive in an offense like Kansas City.
Absolutely.
They're both I'm saying this conservative. They're both top 10 picks in rookie drafts. I think Jalen Hyatt. Let's see where other players go. Let's see where some other players go. All right. Those are just great spots. Let's scroll down a little bit. What else do we have? All right, my Dallas Cowboys select Dalton Kincaid, tight end out of Utah.
Top 20 pick.
I like Kincaid. I'm a Pac-12 truther, man. I love Kincaid. The problem is Kincaid has been hurt, and apparently it was pretty serious. It's a back injury. He, his own words, is hopeful to be ready for OTAs, which is in May, June. Wow. All I know is this is accurate, because if there's one thing Dallas loves, it's drafting an injured player. They do it every year. If you're hurt, the Dallas Cowboys will overlook whatever medical issue it was, and they'll draft you early. I've been seeing some analysts say that he's not even a top 50 pick. Based on the issues with the back, man. He had shoulder stuff at Utah. Now it's some shit in his back that he couldn't do anything at the Senior Bowl. Was supposed to be there, couldn't do that. Couldn't participate at the combine. Nothing at pro day. Hopeful to be ready for OTAs. He's 24 years old, or gonna be 24. It just seems like a situation to where I can just see him on the injury report week one. And I think he's a talented tight end. I would prefer the Dallas Cowboys go another direction. But for fantasy purposes in tight end premium leagues, he is the replacement to Dalton Schultz, or whomever, whatever tight end goes to Dallas is going to be a good fit. Because Dallas and Dak Prescott will utilize the tight end. As a fan of the team, I prefer them go a different direction. I would prefer them go a different direction with the information that we have today, which is little, but it's enough to give me some cause for pause with Dalton Kincaid. Okay. Let's scroll down the board, and no other offensive picks. So we got to go round two. Let's go to round two. Where's round two at for old Reuter? Where are we at? Here we go. Round two. Am I ready? I think so. Let's go. What do we have? All right. Arizona, third pick in the second round, takes Quentin Johnston, wide receiver out of TCU. So there goes your DeAndre Hopkins replacement, right? DeAndre Hopkins looking like he's going to be his way out of the building. You get Quentin Johnston in there with Marquise Brown, with Rondell Moore, Greg Dortch, yada, yada. He's your wide receiver two in Arizona. It's probably going to be a little smelly this season because I doubt Kyler Murray's going to play for him. But maybe in the long run, you've got yourself a true number one wide receiver and Quentin Johnston. And we scroll down the board a little bit, and the Las Vegas Raiders with pick 36 take Hendon Hooker, who Jay right now is trending up and up and up, looking like potentially even a back end first round pick in the NFL draft. And you see right there on the board, we'll stop with Zay Flowers at 39 to Carolina. Zay Flowers and CJ Stroud. Jay, whoo, getting me hot and bothered.
Some people's wide receiver two in the draft.
I got him at three.
I got him at three. We're gonna have a show with D-Bro, wide receiver two. Ray GQ, wide receiver three. He's gonna go high in the schmock. Ray, he could easily be the wide receiver one in Carolina. Yeah, Adam Thielen's there, but we don't care about Adam Thielen. He's old. He's dust. We say that on the show all the time. Now he got a big contract, so he'll be okay. But Zay Flowers, by far the best fit. I do like Hooker on the Raiders. No, Jimmy G's there for at least a year, but having that time to learn that offense with Josh McDaniels, if McDaniels likes him and he does ultimately end up here, I think it'd be a fine fit. He seemed like the kind of kid that McDaniels would like, a little bit older, more of a veteran, ready to play, all that kind of stuff when he's ultimately healthy. I think that would be a great spot for him. Quinn Johnston in Arizona, though, Ray, you know, outside of the dreads, I'm not seeing much of that D-hop replacement personally. I don't know how well he would fit. Because, again, I think that he does a lot of things that Marquise Brown does. I think Marquise Brown's a better receiver, and he would obviously command a lot of the targets. I don't know how advantageous of a role he would have in the offense. He's big, he's fast, he can do all those things, but I don't know if Kyle is the right quarterback to unlock his skills. I would probably take Zay Flowers ahead of him if this ultimately came about. Taking Zay Flowers as a potential number one in Carolina over Johnston, I don't think it's a crazy take. And Hooker, if he goes to Vegas, I think it's probably a back-end first-round pick.
Listen, Jay, it was looking real bad in Carolina like 3 weeks ago. I think they're going to be all right, man. This was a team that was damn near in the playoffs last year, Jay. They were right there. And they were doing it with P.J. Walker, with Sam Darnold, with Who else was throwing passes for him? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, P.J. Walker, yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, you get C.J. Stroud. They've got Cap. I mean, Zay Flowers in this. How the hell did they? So they traded up with Vegas to get back in the second. Because I'm like, how the hell did they get another pick up here? I mean, this would be great. I think Zay Flowers would immediately slot in. JSN, some people would be like, I don't want Addison. I could see him going as early as wide receiver two in rookie drafts with the landing spot of Carolina. So, Jay, the next player that's off the board at pick 40, I keep saying it. I won't be shocked
for a long time.
If he's I said the third running back off the board. In this mock, he's the second running back off the board. But at pick 40, he stays in the state of Louisiana. He stays home. And the New Orleans Saints takes Tajay Spears, running back out of New Orleans. I mean, running back out of Tulane. I keep saying I would not be shocked if he's the third running back off the board in the NFL draft. I will not be shocked if he comes off the board as RB3 in the NFL draft. And if he goes pick 40 to the Saints, he's a first-round pick. He's a first-round rookie pick. He's a back-end first, no doubt about it. Back-end first. I don't give a damn what you think about Tulane. I don't care what you think about his size. I don't care anything that you think about anything. If he goes number 40 to the Saints, he's going to be a back-end first-round pick. That's just what it's going to be, Jay. And then right after that, break my heart, man. Ugh.
Why? This would be great for your Derrick Henry shares.
Ugh. Darnell Washington, the 10th. Why?
He is, Ray, he is a great fit for this team. He can block well. He can catch passes.
I don't
passes.
Give a damn
he
about any everything. Of that. Fantasy.
He's a perfect
he's
fit.
He's catching three passes a season, man.
But
no.
Ray, he was at Georgia. He just slots right into that Tennessee offense. Just pound the damn rock. The team that's like dead last in neutral pass rate in the NFL.
Bro.
Darnell Washington is a perfect fit for the Tennessee Titans.
Mike Vrabel would put him at D tackle. He'd have more tackles than touchdown receptions. This is the one. When I saw this pick, I was like, I hate it, man. I hate it. Hate it, Jay.
Yeah. Now, I mean, it would be good for Chiggy, though, because it would allow him to just kind of operate as the receiving tight end.
Chig is a slot guy, man. He's Jordan Reed. He's a move. He's an H-back. He's not a true tight end. They'd stick Washington opposite the tackle.
They would stick Washington in the left tackle spot and put the left tackle at tight end.
It'd be wheels up for Chig.
Probably bigger than the tight end.
It would be wheels up, Chig. Like, this would be... Darnell's on the line. Chig's just moving around. In space, this would be great for Chig. Awful for Wash, man. Don't like it at all. The Atlanta Falcons select Cedric Tillman, Jay. Ced Tillman to the Atlanta Falcons. Rising. I like the fit. I like the fit of Ced Tillman in Atlanta opposite Drake London and Kyle Pitts. What's that fantasy ceiling like with Desmond Ridder throwing the ball? Probably not high at all.
Could be decent.
Man, the Jets, I'm just looking at the Jets draft, man. If they get Brian Breesy and John Michael Schmitz, yeah, it'd be nice. All right, Green Bay going to spite Aaron Rodgers even more. So they take another wide receiver. They take another offensive player. They take wide receiver Rashee Rice out of SMU here at 45. The Commanders go Luke Musgrave at 47. Jay, talk to me about Rice and Musgrave really quickly. I think Musgrave would have an opportunity to develop into a really good tight end. I doubt we'd see it year one because it's just difficult, right? You know, he'd get out there and get some plays, but I think he would be in a spot to be groomed to be the tight end of the future for the Commanders, who do not have a tight end right now. They got Logan Thomas and Cole Turner and John Bates, so they definitely need to upgrade that position. And one would just have to think Eric Bieniemy, having worked with Travis Kelce for all these years, understands the importance of having a dynamic tight end. So this pick makes a ton of sense. And I just kind of like Detroit's pick of Noah Sewell right here. Get the Sewell brothers paired up in Detroit. What a story right there. I would like that. And I think he would be a really good fit in Detroit from a run-stuffing middle linebacker standpoint. All right, we know the Dolphins need to replace a tight end, so they go to Iowa, Jay, and they take Sam Laporta at 51. Marvin Mims off the board, 52. My wide receiver, 5.
Ooh.
In this class goes to the Seattle Seahawks, a spot that we were talking about JSN going to. Hey, if JSN can't go there, I'll take Marvin Mims to learn behind Tyler Lockett for a season. Marvin Mims. Jay, we've been begging for Zach Charbonnet to be picked inside of a round of a mock that we've done. And my God, he goes to the Los Angeles Chargers at pick 54. Tucker Kraft goes to Detroit at 55. Jay, talk to me about this cluster of very interesting picks. We've got two tight ends, a wide receiver in Marvin Mims, and Zach Charbonnet off the board to the Chargers. Charbonnet to the Chargers is a top what rookie pick?
Ooh, that's interesting. I think it would go ahead of Tajay Spears, Ray. I think he would. I think that Chargers landing spot is just so mystical. It wouldn't be great for all those Isaiah Spiller shares you were peddling me last season, but I think that, you know, if Eckler does leave and they do draft Charbonnet, I would have to assume he's operating as the RB1. I think you'd probably be
unnecessary,
the RB2 or
unnecessary
three.
Strays. There was absolutely no reason. But I love how you did that shit. So you, I got something for you.
Very
keep
subtle.
Going. Keep going.
So Sam Laporte in Miami, fine for team fit, but fantasy not overly relevant personally. Mims could be interesting in Seattle. I'd probably draft him in the second round of a couple leagues. I don't know how high the immediate ceiling is. They still probably have to find a quarterback of the future beyond Geno Smith. But yeah, I like Charbonnet. I think he'd probably be a first-round pick. This could push Tajay down, and Ray, we still haven't seen Jahmyr Gibbs, so that's kind of surprising. I do like Tucker Kraft, though. Even though Detroit doesn't use the tight end a lot, if they did pick a tight end, I would assume that, you know, this regime and Dan Campbell would ultimately want to utilize that player. They have Amara St. Brown, they have Jameson Williams, but having a tight end that can do a few things for them would be great. Fantasy fit is fine. He'd probably be a third-round pick, but I wouldn't mind taking a couple of shots if he is drafted in the second round.
Yeah. It's a good spot. I would like the Mims to Seattle pick quite a bit, and thank you, Chad.
You see, y'all are some Brandon Cooks. Some Brandon Cooks.
Marvin Mims? Yeah, I could see that. I could actually see that a little bit, man. Marvin Mims is such a quality receiver. Again, I don't think he's going to be, I don't think he's an elite receiver, but just a depth piece that you want to have on your rosters, I definitely believe that's well within the range of outcome for Marvin Mims. Let's scroll down the board. Are we ready? All right, everyone was asking. There he is, Jay.
Remember when he wasn't a first-round pick, right?
At 63 overall, the last pick in the second round, the Kansas City Chiefs select Jahmyr Gibbs, running back, Alabama.
Ray, what the hell do we do now? Would you? Is there any world where you would take JSN over Jahmyr Gibbs now? We said there's no way that he's got to be over Gibbs, and now Gibbs is in Kansas City. Isaiah Pacheco, I'm sorry, sir, but you are no Jahmyr Gibbs. Jerick McKinnon, I'm sorry, sir, but you're going to be a free agent. Jahmyr Gibbs goes to Kansas City. It's over. It's over. The fantasy community would burn down. JSN would be an afterthought. Zach Charbonnet afterthought. Tajay Spears afterthought. Bijan Robinson might even be in trouble. He might be in trouble, right? Seriously.
I'll just say from an NFL draft standpoint, this would be a great fit, a great value fit for Kansas City. If they're able to get him at 63, that would be incredible.
This is a luxury pick done right by Kansas City.
The reality is, and I'm not going to fake the funk, George W. Bush fooled me once. Shame on you. Fooled me twice. Shame on me. Can't get fooled again. I'm getting fooled. Damn it. I'm getting fooled again, Jay. I'm getting fooled again. He goes to Kansas City in the second round.
But how high is too high, right? That's the question.
There is no too high.
Because, okay, so Bijan Robinson is one.
Yes.
Would you take him two?
Are you talking
over A Rich?
No, absolutely not.
Would you take him over Bryce Young?
No.
Okay. No. Okay, we'll see. Might make a switch.
I would still take all the first round quarterbacks over him.
Levis?
All of them. All of Levis in Minnesota? Yes.
Levis?
Yes. Levis in Minnesota?
Hear this. Levis?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right.
Well, let me say this. I would want Levis over him in Superflex. Like, I think that's the right
strategic
play.
Yeah.
Because of the position, but people would do
Gibbs is an instant sell,
people,
though.
People
they would
do
unholy
do,
things.
People would do unholy things for him. I would still take JSN as a first round receiver to LAC over him. But I would want Gibbs. I do believe the right process play in Superflex would be to take the take the quarterbacks over him. But value-wise, if you had Gibbs, you probably could trade Gibbs to get Will Levis in something. So value-wise, people would probably still hold this spot in high regard. The question for me would be Jahmyr Gibbs versus Jalin Hyatt. What would you do?
That's easily Gibbs. They play on the same team. I would easily take Gibbs at that point. Easily. If you're projecting him to be the one, you have to take Gibbs. Because I like Hyatt, but he's probably going to be more of a deep threat than anything else. He could operate as, a bit more than that, but I don't know if I'm projecting him to be at number one. And Scott's saying in the chat, JSN over Gibbs, no matter where Gibbs goes.
I mean, JSN's more WR1. He's going top five. Like, that's.
But would you take him over Gibbs, though, if Gibbs is in Kansas City? That's the question.
Yes. I want JSN. Okay. I want Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
JSN no matter what.
JSN right. No matter what. I want JSN. And that's a great landing spot for him. Why would I not want him tethered to Justin Herbert for the next however many years? All right. Let's go to round three. See what we crack.
Third round.
See what we got in the third round.
Your boy.
Bro, I'm not even there yet. Third round.
I got you.
Let's see what we got. What we got in the third round. Oh, he stays at home. Kayshon Boutte, 71 overall to the New Orleans Saints. We've got Zach Evans, 74 overall to the Cleveland Browns. What else do we have?
Did you really just skip over that pick? Did you just skip over that pick?
Well, we got. My bad. Your boy. Let me give you your love.
Thank you.
Jonathan Mingo goes to die in Tennessee. I mean,
Ray. No, Ray. Actually, I have a little anecdote for you. There was a time
anecdote.
There's not too many years ago, actually, that the Tennessee Titans made a bold move. They in the second round they drafted a receiver out of Ole Miss. I think AJ Brown? Another receiver who was, about 6'1", 220 pounds, ran a 4.4. Wow, interesting. Interesting. Wow.
Got Jonathan Mingo, AJ Brown comparison here.
I'm not saying they're the same receiver, but I'm saying they went to the same school, they're similar size, similar build. Maybe they see similar things. And then Kayshon Boutte to New Orleans, maybe he's got a ceiling with Derek Carr. I don't know.
Listen,
Can he replace Michael Thomas?
This is my thing with Boutte. I think he can play, but he's done himself. The reality is he's done himself no favors his draft process. I think he can play. You put him on the field, you throw it to him. I think he's good, Jay. He's done himself no favors his draft process. So if he gets like capital like this, the thing that will happen is he's going to get an opportunity to have an opportunity to score his fantasy points. And if he can't carve out a role where the receivers after literally Chris Olave were cats that I didn't think were even in the NFL anymore. I mean, I'm talking about, Kevin White out there catching passes. I know you love Rashid Shaheed. He should still have some role, but Boutte, if you can't get on the field in New Orleans, it's wrap. So, I think
he should be the two. Quickly,
I would still be mildly interested in Boutte here, but realistically,
where?
I don't Late know, second? Man. He's a third round receiver, early third, late second.
Okay, so let's talk
third.
About Zach Evans then, operating behind Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb could be on the way out potentially, and we know that. For whatever reason, backs in Cleveland always get on the field, regardless of whether Nick Chubb is a starter or not. We've seen Dearness Johnson signed in Jacksonville. There's no one really to back him.
Jerome Ford says
okay,
hello.
So do you think Jerome Ford will beat out Zach Evans? Because I think honestly, it's a toss-up for me. Yeah?
I don't know. I think the landing spot is fine for Evans. I really do. I think it's fine.
He has a chance to get a lot of touches, which is good.
Sure.
I think I'd draft him. Would you draft him in the second round of rookie drafts?
No.
Knowing the ascending spot.
No.
That's what's tough. I'd rather take the next guy.
No. I think it's a fine landing spot for Zach Evans, though. He got top 75 capital, third round. It's good capital for running back. Sidney Brown to the Rams. Look at them getting ready. Getting ready for old, the Lions. Eric Vanek, excited. Hey, turn your effects up a little bit, man. I want to hear it louder. I want to feel it. Do it again. A little louder. It's not loud enough.
I think that's pretty loud, right? I think it's pretty loud.
I can't hear it well enough. Okay, there we go. Detroit Lions take Aiden O'Connell, quarterback out of Purdue at 81 overall. So Aiden O'Connell comes
Huge.
Off the board. Yeah, it's QB, QB6.
Oh, Ray, you missed Kendre Miller, man.
Oh, God. How
79. The sounder was for Kendre, and you're out here dropping a vote Aiden O'Connell. I'm like, who gives a damn about Aiden O'Connell?
Love this 79, spot.
Arizona Love Cardinals it. Take Kendre Miller to Love replace it. James Conner.
Love
Ray,
it. Love
we've
it.
Talked about how we're not really in on Arizona right now, but Kendre in the third round, I think, would be a good fit. We don't have to draft him too high in some of these rookie drafts, and he would be the starter there over the long term.
Love it. Love it. Love.
Yeah, it'd be a good pick.
Love. Love it. Love, love, love. Kendre Miller's awesome. So this if he get third, if he can get third round capital, man, I'm all in. I would take him at the back of the first. You can have Tajay.
If he's in Arizona?
I don't give a shit. I'm taking him there. He's that good. You're not where I'm taking him, man, over
there's to you. There's 12. We'll do it tomorrow. There'll be 12 players you would take over Kendre Miller. There
you
will
think
be.
So? We'll, okay. When,
right. With D-Bro, I mean, don't.
I'm talking single quarterback here.
I'm with you. Okay, yes, of course. Catering to our single quarterback audience, Ray GQ, the single quarterback truther. Let's get to pick 86. The Baltimore Ravens select their new wide receiver, 1, 2, 3. I don't know who it would be. Josh Downs out of North Carolina, Ray. How do you like that fit of Josh Downs in Baltimore?
I think it's a good fit. I think he would, the wide receiver one would be Bateman. Well, the wide receiver one is Andrews and then Bateman. Then Downs would have an opportunity to carve out a role as the second receiver in Baltimore. That's fine. Todd Monken, new offensive coordinator, probably a new quarterback. Things don't seem to be getting any better between Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. So, I like it. I like the fit. I like the fit. I think it's fine. I think it's fine. He's a mid. Yeah. He's a mid second round pick, mid to late second in rookie drafts right here.
Yeah, probably. Do you think there's any world where they would trade Bateman after he's kind of, you know, he's kind of been a little outspoken about the organization and he hasn't really done anything? No, you don't think so? They think just keep him on the roster?
Yeah.
I like Downs there, though. I think he'd be a red zone threat, would operate in the slot, would be pretty good. Again, the target volume probably not very high if they continue to have Lamar Jackson. But I don't mind that at all. At 89, the New York Giants select their next Darius Slayton, even though Darian Slayton is still there. Jaden Reed, Ray, from Michigan State. Jaden Reed been a big riser, saw him at the Senior Bowl. Dude was awesome. Easily one of the best receivers there. But third round, was not seeing this for Jaden Reed very often. How do you feel about him in New York?
They want to get Richie James the hell out of Dodge. I think Jaden Reed would be their team's, would be the Giants' return man from day one. And I do think he would be able to operate because he's not just a slot guy. He can play in and out. Maybe they just got a lot of little guys right now. Don't they? They brought in Jamison Crowder.
And they signed Jamison Crowder. Yeah, Wandell Robinson, Jameson Crowder. Like, they have more slot guys than they got actual outside wide receivers. But, you know, this is just, if this is what Daboll wants, this is what Daboll wants. I mean, they got a bunch of guys who will, half of them will be hurt. So at least they got a bunch of guys to replace them. But Jaden Reed would fit in well. I think he would. I think he can do a lot of good things for them. He can run some jet sweeps and stuff for them as well. He operates as a much different type of slot receiver than they have currently on the roster, for sure.
Nah, he's not. He could play outside. He's not a slot, though. Like, yeah. he can play X and Z. I think he'd be the team Z. I think he would be the Z, and I actually like your sort of comparison to, like, the replacement to Darius Slayton, even though, I really do think that would be the play, right? He wouldn't play inside. I think they try to move him outside. Just for the Dallas Cowboy fans out there, Dyan Henley is phenomenal. So I would love that pick as an interior linebacker for the Cowboys. The Cincinnati Bengals take 10 RAS scores, Zach Kuntz out of Old Dominion. And 10. Don't you even tell me you've seen any Zach Kuntz tape, because nobody has. Nobody watched Old Dominion, but he's athletic. Since he needs a tight end in the worst way. And I've seen them take tight end in the first round of mocks quite a bit. You know, if they're able to get an athletic guy like this here in the third, this would be good value for the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know who they picked in rounds one or two, but this would be good value for Cincinnati to get a big athletic tight end like this. And for us that play in tight end premium leagues, this would be good. I mean, we've got another tight end that we can choose from on a good team and a good offense with a great quarterback. So, you know, from a fantasy perspective, I don't know how good Zach Kuntz is, like, really, but just looking at his skill set, I think this would be a pretty cool fit. What else do we have? Oh, yeah, Jamie, for sure. Jamie Robinson, good kid, man. I enjoyed spending some time with him at the Senior Bowl. Really like him. I think that'd be a good pick for Cleveland. And we are on to round four of Reuters Mock, Jay. Let's finish this bad boy up. Round four, what do we have here? What do we have? And I've not seen this. All right, the New England Patriots take Devon Achane, running back out of Texas A&M, at the top of the fourth round, so the start of day three. He goes at the fourth. I think his ADP
I haven't seen it, Jay, but I'm assuming it's starting to go down just a little bit for Devon Achane.
Yeah. Way down, you know, it seems.
We like him, but you know, after the warm fuzzies go away, you're still looking at 180-pound running back. And yeah, I like him a lot, though. But man, what would this Achane in New England?
I don't know what to make of it because they still have Pierre Strong, they still have Kevin Harris. You know, they just signed James Robinson. If he makes the team, who knows? It's interesting to see what Achane could do. I mean, he's probably the most talented guy there. I'm sure they find ways to use him kind of a gadgety type of role and just get him his snaps.
I would hate it.
But outside of that, I mean, am I drafting him in rookie drafts? It's probably not, realistically. Probably not.
Yeah.
And then you have Tyler Scott to Denver. How do you feel about that, Ray? Because actually it was reported, I think yesterday, that KJ Hamler again is injured. He like tore his pec or something.
Man.
He's out 4 to 6
Unfortunately,
months.
Unfortunately, he just can't stay healthy, man.
So now you have Tyler Scott going in there, and there's still Judy, there's still Sutton, there's still Tim Patrick. What does that mean for Tyler Scott? Probably not a lot. But again, this is a team, you know, Sean Payton has drafted a lot of players who have those gadgety type of roles, and Tyler Scott could find his way into this offense, right? That's how they ended up with a Deontay Hardy, how they ended up with some of these gadgety guys that I think Scott could fill a role there. How fantasy friendly is it? Probably not great. But again, if you want to take a shot on a player, I don't hate it in the fourth round, but I'd probably be looking running back there.
Tank Dell to Atlanta. They need a slot receiver. I mean, Olamide Zaccheaus saw some target and opportunity. They were throwing to, you know, Kadarius Hodge and company. So I think this would be fine for Tank Dell. Fantasy purposes, really would have little to no interest in him. But I think from a team perspective, that would be a decent little fit for Tank Dell. Green Bay, they go Tanner McKee, quarterback out of Stanford here in the fourth round. What else do we have in here? Davis Allen, tight end from so check this out, Jay.
Wow.
I was watching some sometimes when I'm just chilling, I go back and watch replays of old college games, but I was watching the Deshaun Watson game. No, it wasn't Deshaun Watson. It was Trevor Lawrence. It was that championship playoff game with Ohio State and Clemson.
His freshman season?
Yeah, and Davis Allen was there. I was like, good Lord, man. Like,
I was going to say, if Davis Allen was on the team when Deshaun Watson was there, that would be something. He'd be like a seven-year senior.
No, he wasn't. He was there with T-Law and those guys. I'm just like, man, he's been there for a while. But Kansas City takes another tight end that will be overdrafted and not good in Davis Allen. Chase Brown to Seattle. You know?
Doesn't feel good for Kenneth Walker, though.
No, it feels fine for Kenneth Walker. This would be, I think this is a good fit, man, a good pick. He's an upgrade over Travis Homer and DJ Dallas. He'd be a good backup running back. Like, I think he'd be a good backup running back to Kenneth Walker. I wouldn't be threatened. I don't think this is bad for Kenneth Walker. I don't believe Chase Brown is a lead turnaround like you can Kenneth Walker. Kenneth Walker's a horse back there, Matt. Thoroughbred. You just give him the ball and let him go. But you got to spell him every now and then. And I think Chase Brown, his ability to catch the ball in the backfield, be explosive. He's one of the most athletic running backs in this class. I think it'd be a good fit. He'd be a good complementary running back to Kenneth Walker. And I don't think it would infringe or take away from
Probably
Kenneth
not.
Walker at all. He is the Travis Homer, DJ Dallas replacement. You know, for fantasy, oh, yeah, we would love to see him go somewhere where he maybe get a little more work. But from an NFL standpoint, I think this is a good fit for Chase Brown. I think it's a good pick by Seattle, and I think it's a good team fit to have Chase Brown being the backup and the complement to Kenneth Walker. Let's scroll down the board a little bit. We got Cincinnati going with Eric Gray. Jay, I know you're a big Eric Gray fan. How you feel about that?
I like Eric Gray. Spoke to him at the Senior Bowl. Dude's a good kid, just understands football really well. And I think, you know, Cincinnati, a wide open situation because, again, we still don't know if Joe Mixon's going to be on the roster. People think that there's a chance he may not be, and they cut him, at which point they would need to take a running back. How would they address that position? I'm not sure. But Eric Gray, you know, I think Eric Gray would be a better fit in Seattle than he would be than Chase Brown. But again, in Cincinnati, he can be the pass catching back, kind of fill in that P. Ryan role. I think it'd be a great spot for Eric Gray to kind of just fill in, get some touches. How good would it be for fantasy? I don't know, but I like the kid. I think he could be a good fit there with Joe Burrow.
Okay. And A.T. Perry to the New England Patriots. How you feel about that? Your Pats just taking A.T. Perry. Man, I was talking
about perfect Pats pick. Perfect.
I was talking to Brett Whitfield from Fantasy Points, and he said he's really good.
A lot of people like A.T. Perry. He was great. I think he was second best receiver behind Zay Flowers at the Shrine Bowl. I know that our boy Jordan Vanek at 33rd team loves A.T. Perry, thinks he's better than, you know, a lot of people blame it on the scheme
right
at Wake Forest, but he's a lot better than that. And it just feels like a pass pick, red shirt senior, well, ready to go, ready to play, all that kind of stuff.
And what Brett said is, in a class where we're trying to peg in like smaller receivers as to into the X position,
yeah,
he's one of the true X's in this class, along with, like I said, Tillman, one of the true, like, that's an X receiver. Now, he played exclusively outside. Like, there was no slot. There was no Z. He was the X day in and day out for Wake Forest. But, you know, this Mac Jones, man.
But he needs a red zone threat too, right? Like, I think the fit is there and it would make sense. Like, they need a player that can do what A.T. Perry does, just work outside. And even if he is exclusively outside, that would be good and kind of what Mac Jones needs. So I think it'd be fine. Not a bad pick as the last comp pick in the fourth round for the Patriots.
So just off of this mock, I just want to talk really quickly about the running backs really quick. Really quick. So, of course, we got Bijan in round one. He's RB1. Who would be RB2 based on this mock? You had Gibbs at the back of the second to Kansas City, Charbonnet in the middle of the second to the Chargers, and then you also had Tajay Spears at the top of the second to New Orleans. How would you rank the running backs in this class if this was the capital that they got? And let's just go to round two. If this was the capital that they got, how would you rank these running backs as far as just landing spot and capital? Bijan 1.
It would have to be Gibbs 2. And then choosing between Charbonnet and Spears is tough. I would probably still have Charbonnet at 3. I think going to L.A., I'm going to assume he wins the job. This is kind of assuming that Eckler is gone also. Versus, you know, I know that Kamara's going to be suspended, but he's not going to be gone. And Jamal Williams is a fine running back, but I think that Tajay could still beat him out. And that's kind of where my head is at. But I think that Charbonnet, if Eckler is gone, then obviously they're not going to take a running back in the second round if Eckler is still there. But if Eckler is gone, I think Charbonnet could win that job over Spiller, at which point he would easily be RB3.
So you've got Bijan at 1, Gibbs at 2, Charbonnet at 3. Who's 4?
Tajay.
And who's 5?
Five is, man, I don't even know who 5 would be. Who else do we even have drafted? I guess, would you draft Kenji over Tajay?
No, I would not.
I probably wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
And then at that point, you're getting gross with some of these backs.
You got Evans.
Chase Brown over him.
Kendre.
Yeah. There's no other good landing spots for these running backs. So I'd probably just pick them based off of how I've graded the film.
I think based on this mock, I would have Kendre at 5. I'm not taking A-Chain over him. I wouldn't take Evans over him. There's no Sean Tucker. There's no Roshan Johnson. There's no Izzy Abanikanda. So I think if we just look at this as the foundation of how we would rank him based on the capital, I would probably have Kendre at 5. That would be the 5. Bijan Robinson. Gibbs versus Charbonnet would be an interesting one. That would be...
Really? You think that Kansas City landing spot wouldn't just trump it? Like, because Gibbs is already the higher touted prospect, right? And he's getting the better landing spot. So I don't think it would be that close from
You're right. And a value wise, I think the Kansas City landing spot, regardless what think of it, it's most gamers are gonna love that landing spot. So yeah, Gibbs at 2, Charbonnet at 3, Tajay at 4, and I would have Kendre at 5 based on this. But luckily, we get to do this on Wednesday with Derek Brown, so we'll get deeper on the show. I was telling you we might get Nick on, but we'll get Nick on in a couple of weeks. We'll get my boy Nick from BDGE on in a couple of weeks, and we'll do another one of these. But we will mock based on landing spot and draft capital of this mock, me, you, and D-Bro, on Wednesday. Jay. Yeah, man, this was an interesting one. I appreciated this. From Reuter, we also had a couple of super chats that I want to get to real quick, Jay, before we get out of here. Here we go. From Nate. I traded 102 Goff Gainwell, Treylon Burks, Wandell for 107 Justin Herbert and Hockenson, plus a future second. Did I win, fellas? Jay.
Yeah. Jay. Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
What? Yes, Nate. Absolutely.
Easy.
Absolutely.
You could trade all that away just to get Herbert, and I'd be fine with it.
Yeah, he got the 107 and TJ Hockenson. I mean, yeah, that's good work right there, Nate. Good work. Love the show, guys. Break down my trade above. Yeah, we got it. Yes, you did a good job in that trade. No doubt about it, man. You get Justin Herbert, TJ Hockenson. You still have a mid to high first round pick. You gave up the 102
Jared Goff, Kenneth Gainwell, Wandale Robinson. I like Treylon, but that's a smash, man. Good shit, bro. Good win. Good win. David from across the pond. What's happening, David? Not much to say this week. Just wanted to show support for the best hour of the week. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Thanks, David, for being here. Thank you, David. Long supporter of the show. I appreciate you, my friend. I think I saw one more come in. Are we good? I think we're good. Jay, you ready to do this mock on Wednesday?
Bro, so excited. And D-Bro brings the energy, so I'm excited to talk with him. It'll be fun, man.
And I just want to let everybody out there know that the Destination Devi team, myself, Jay Rich, Mike and Adam from 4D, off the line with Eugene and Ike, Scott Connor. I was texting Scott last night. We will be having, we're running it back because y'all know the best place to be for the NFL draft was right here on DD, man. It doesn't matter what service you tapped into. We had the stream popping from sun up to damn it, sun down.
We did.
Every day of the draft. You were laying on your bed eating candy the whole time. We're back at it again this draft cycle. So make sure that you are tapped in. We got a little promotional video that we're going to put together soon. Jay Rich didn't even know he was going to have to do that, but I'm letting him know now. But we will be doing another Destination Devi draft stream, and it's going to be banana land once again. So make sure you got your calendars clear. Make sure. And guess what? When is the draft? What day is the actual draft, Jay?
27th, I think. April 27th.
Bro. I got to get a vasectomy the day before, so I'm going to be struggling on the stream.
You're going to be doing it from the hospital bed.
I'm going to be... Nah, man, it's outpatient. I get to come home, man. I get to come home. I'm going to be standing up with peas down there, man.
I'm going to have to fly down there to get you all set up, make sure the camera's right. Sit in a lounge chair.
Just legs up. Legs up. Ready.
Maybe we can set you up in the media room.
That's a good segue. Yeah. Epson, yes, make sure you go big, go epic, go Epson. Watch Ray GQ after his vasectomy on the biggest 120-inch silver flex screen, Ultra Show Throw LS800 projector. Go to Epson.com/wakeup and get all of that epic goodness. I'm telling y'all, dope. This new season of Succession came back. I'm watching it on the Epson. Just about to go upstairs and look at the Epson. I love it, Jay. I just freaking love it, and so will you. So go out, check it out, purchase it, and you're good to go, baby. Good to go. All right.
Yeah, I love it too, and I don't even have one. Maybe one day.
Man. All right. That's the show. We got to do the trade show. Make sure y'all tap in. Y'all know we got a partnership with Underdog Fantasy. You put in $10. If you're a first-time depositor, you get access to Destination Devi Discord for free for the entire year. We're doing best ball drafts 24/7, Destination Dynasty 4D, Off the Line, America's Game, all that good stuff. Overreaction Podcast, Who's Next Podcast with Jordan Backus. DD is giving you everything that you need to dominate all of your fantasy leagues. We love y'all. We'll see y'all on Wednesday. We out of this thing. Peace. Before y'all close off with the video, I just want to say thank you for checking out the content on Destination Devi. Really appreciate every single view that we get. And the only thing that I ask is that you hit the thumbs up button, like the content, subscribe to the channel. And if you can, comment below for the algorithm. Really helps the channel grow. Now, if you want more exclusive access to me and the entire Destination Devi team, Patreon.com/allgas gives you that access. Now, if your money's a little funny, we do have free content for you. Make sure you subscribe to the All Gas newsletter. There's a link in the description of this video below. And subscribe to the Destination Devi podcast radio feed, where we got all types of shows hitting airwaves every single week. Now, I'm about to let y'all into my home right now so you can see my setup in my media room. You are watching this on my brand new Epson Epic Vision Ultra LS800 projector. Epson came into your boy's crib and hooked me up with this brand new projector and 120-inch Silverflex screen free of charge. And I'm telling you right now, this has completely changed the way that I watch movies, that I watch sports, that I game. If you want a setup like this that takes up absolutely no space at all, there's a link in the description below. Click that or visit Epson.com/wakeup to completely change the way that you watch sports. Go big, go epic, go Epson, baby. Now y'all can get out of here. I appreciate y'all tapping in. It's All Gas all the time. I love y'all. I'm out of this thing. Peace.